Hello, listeners. This is CJSF 90.1 FM from Burnaby, the campus community radio for Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwakutlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And this has been quite a ride. The last time that I spoke on the show was like a while ago, and I'm so excited to be back. And talk to you guys, update, get into some interesting things that I've been looking at, and just, you know, trying to bring back and catch up on the last 3 weeks in my life. And to get us started with that, I will play a song by Jenny Mayhem, who is a Canadian female artist, and her song called Lazy Sunday. That's what I'm going to play. And then we'll get into some conversations and life updates.
Drinking on my sofa. Nobody has called me in days. Sponsored ad on Insta. Help is just a number away. What have I been searching? Anyways, next one down my way. I can recognize your face. Look at that, you're doing the same thing. Drinking on your sofa, calling it. Sober, the more it will be better with you. Is the sea. Perfect. meet you. Nice to see you looking so well. Well, it must have been a couple years or so now. Yeah. See that you built up an entrepreneurship while keeping your BMI down. Finally settled your debt. See that you got a new house. That's all very interesting. I can't help but thinking, I'm so glad I'm winning. Yeah, it's so nice to know now. I'm so glad I'm winning. Yeah, it's so nice to know now. Know now. When I see you, I can only think of one thing.
All the rest is a blur.
Pretty stranger. And that's why it hit me so hard. Spent all that Christmas a mess, crying alone in the dark. That's why I take comfort in this twisted little game in my head. It's petty and pathetic, but I'm so glad I'm winning. Yeah, it's so nice to know.
Just building off on the theme that Jenny left us on, I think a lot of the time that I spent not being on radio the past like 15 days, I guess, a few things happened and a few things sort of are still happening, obviously. But like I did my finals, obviously, because I also study at SFU. I study communication. So that means like a lot of like papers that would require me to do some research and do some critical analysis of the texts or something, and then, you know, present my work as the final submission to the course. That was kind of the early weeks of August, and now I just looked up and it feels like it's just a week away, and you know, it just went by so quickly, and it's 31st August already. Like, I can't really believe that. Like, it's insane. So I did my finals. I think I've talked about my final research project for one of the courses, and I think I have already covered some of the interesting things that I found working on some of the foreign policy work that I did for a class in relation to the climate change policy that needs to be or should be shaped in a way, keeping in mind some conflicts like the South China Sea, what are its implications, and talking all those, you know, international hot spots and hot points in conversation with climate. And I was just having this conversation with some of my colleagues yesterday, and one of them was like, oh, you know, there is a fault line that we are close to in Vancouver and in this area, and you know, we are very likely to have certain disasters like earthquakes and tsunamis. And if it were to hit, you know, Vancouver or like certain regions, how it would impact our daily lives. And people were talking about it, and they were giving their own like insights into it, like what sort of things would happen if we were to hit by an earthquake or like, you know, all those random things and random information was flowing around. And I just like pointed out that we just think about certain natural disasters in very much acting as one at a point. So for example, we just think about like, oh, earthquake is might hit us, you know, certain maybe 10 years down the line or something like that. We just talk about that in the future, but we don't talk about those things in conversation with a reality, which is the climate reality, that a lot of the areas would be already affected by the stuff like sea level rise, wildfires that we are seeing right now. Also, so when we are talking about the disasters, like, you know, tsunamis and earthquakes and stuff, it's just so important to also talk about, for sure, like things that are climate change related that we tend to forget and tend to not include in our future plans, you know, buying a house in Vancouver or the island and stuff like that. So imagining the future, I think it's very, very important to also include and understand the climate realities that we are unfortunately going to face. So I think, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm the one in the group who is always bringing up this stuff, but I think it's really important. It's a reality that needs to be included into every single thing. Other than that, I guess I was finishing a project that I started in May. I did a presentation on that, and I think I wanted to do too much with the project, and I really, really loved working on the project, getting to connect with people, talking with them about the perhaps working and pointing out the gendered discourse of climate conversations online. What would it mean when we talk about things like eco-fashion, sustainable fashion, and looking at a certain data set of tweets to see what people are talking about, how users are engaging, you know, with something, some kind of like movement or like a climate action step, like, you know, buying sustainable products. The example of it being buying products which are labeled as that, and purchasing clothes which are not only sustainable for, you know, the climate purposes, but also that pay well, and respects the human resource which goes behind the production of the clothing industry. So all those things came up in my research in a way, and I got to look at what ways in which technology plays a role when we are talking on Twitter about something as specific as eco-fashion, which has its own history, which has its own social and cultural implications. So that was the kind of thing that I concluded somewhat. I'm still in the process of thinking what I want to do with that project. Maybe, you know, taking it somewhere else. I don't know. I'm not very sure about it. I think this is up for conversation that I have to do with myself and also with some of the people who are experts in the field to see what and where I can take this research and, you know, what things I can delve into more and where I could, you know, present this or relate this to. So I think that's going to be like an ongoing arc in the fall semester that I'm heading into. The classes are starting pretty soon. I cannot believe that. It's just, yeah, I'm just not getting hold of time at all. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I finished my finals on 14th August. Then I did this presentation on 23rd August. Concluded the research on 28th. And today's 31st. So, yeah, it's crazy in terms of time. But I also see the season changes. Like, I used to pass through the area, actually two areas, one of them being Deer Lake Park, obviously. I really enjoy that location, but also the cornerstone greenery that we have near the SFU Burnaby campus, like the trees and stuff that we have in that location. When I started in summer, I had so much like hope and I was like so optimistic and I was like, oh, I'm gonna do my own research and this is gonna be great. And now I see the trees and now they're in the fall mood, you know, the leaves are turning brown and they're falling, some of them are falling. And I'm like, I was just thinking about how like life also like moves on so quickly, and the seasons are changing, and so the people should also change. And I really appreciate the song that Jenny was playing before, which was winning, that being successful, achieving something, winning something is definitely different for different people. But some things are just things that you realize and that you understand as you go on with life. So yeah, I think a lot of things were happening in my personal and professional life, and I'm so grateful where things are going, and I really look forward to the fall semester. Maybe I will be a little burnout by the end of it, but I really look forward to doing some very, very great work with great people in my lab and also in my research lab, and also other great people that I'm involved with. And I think I'll have more like research-centric, you know, informative discussion kind of open mic starting from second week of September. That's when I will have some, you know, work to look into. I am on a vacation mode in my brain right now, so I'm just gonna like try to not think about work or study or research or anything for a week before the classes begin again. And as you can tell, my voice is gone. It's breaking because I just had a very spicy food like dish. So that's that, but I'm really looking forward to this long weekend. And on that note, I'm just going to play another song by Jenny, and then we'll move on to some of my all-time favorites, and also maybe talk about, you know, summer in general and what it actually, you know, symbolizes and stuff perhaps. But first, Jenny is coming up first with her song called Social Piranha.
Thank you. quiet when he talked to me. His eyes closed like windows. Watch the seasons and they made me see the time when I could still hope. We could be clear in anger. We could take fear and sing her a song and show her we were strong.
I don't know.